Hello and welcome to our Purium Health Products Wednesday night consumer education conference call. Also, we are having our fasting support call right when this call is over. So we very much appreciate everyone tuning in. My name is Amy. I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium Health Products. And we also have with us on the line David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder, as well as author, lecturer, worldwide traveler, with us on the line. How are you doing tonight, Dave?
I'm doing great, and really glad to see that we've got a large audience on our call tonight that, as Amy said, it will be a review of this month's special and focus, which is a continuation of last month's special and focus, as well as a continuation of our fast support groups at our new time, which is 9 Eastern and 6 Pacific, or tonight, 9:15 and 6:15, respectively.
Absolutely. Well, we have just been overwhelmed with positive communication, testimonials about people that have jumped on this fasting bandwagon that we focused on in January. And so because of that, because of the overwhelming response and positive feedback that we got, we decided to go ahead and extend the focus one more month into February. And we're really excited to do that. We have been having, if you haven't been on the line with us in a while, we've been having fasting support calls. Dave and I, or another like senior member of Purium, gets on the phone and actually talks about it, lets people ask questions, you know, give testimonials, like really support each other. So even if you know, maybe your spouse doesn't want to do it with you or your kids aren't really supportive, you've got this whole community of other Purium customers and members of the team that are doing this fast out there. And so it's just a great place to come together to have some like-minded camaraderie and get support and get your questions answered on this fast. So that's a really cool, exciting thing that's been going on. And we've got, and it's going to be happening in just about 10, 15 minutes, just some amazing stories that people are sharing about their experiences on the fast. And so I just kind of wanted to highlight quickly, because I know a lot of you have heard a lot about the fast and you kind of wonder, why do you guys talk about this all the time? What is so special about this fast? Well, I want to give you just a couple of bullet points why Purium's anabolic fast is so absolutely special. And I have a feeling some testimonials tonight will definitely shore up what I'm about to tell you. One reason that this fast is so amazing is that you're not starving your body while you're depriving it of calories. So there's a difference in calorie deprivation and actually starving. And what happens in most fasts that we undertake to do, like there's this maple lemon water fast that was very popular, is that in that fast, you're just feeding yourself some sugar, basically, but all the other nutrients are lacking, or many other nutrients, I should say, are lacking. And so literally your body goes into starvation mode, and it starts burning its own muscle tissue for proteins and things like that that can be very destructive to the body. So while you might be experiencing some of the emotional or spiritual aspects of fasting, you're not necessarily always helping your body in a typical kind of fast. But that's why we came up with the Purium anabolic fast, so you can have those enlightening experiences spiritually and emotionally, but at the same time making sure that you're making your body stronger, not weaker. And so that's why we put together the Purium anabolic fast, and that is the key to why it's so absolutely exciting.
And you know, one of the beautiful things about the fast is it does something that other fasts don't do. It breaks your addiction to food, and it breaks your addiction to calories, because you prove to yourself that so long as you provide the proper nutrients to the body, and I don't mean a multivitamin like some man-made synthetic substitute that will never nourish your cells. I mean true, raw, whole food, earth-made nutrients, food nutrients that nourish your cell at the most basic core level. And when you nourish your body at its basic core level, then the thing that we call hunger begins to become redefined. You see, we separate hunger from need and want.
Exactly.
So much of hunger is desire, and so little of hunger is actual true need.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go through the anabolic fast, you break your emotional and your physical addiction to food, and in doing so, you reemerge a stronger person who's in control of their body, and you've proven something. That so long as your body gets the proper amount of whole food nutrients, the amount of calories that you need could actually be 400, 500, 600, or 1,000 in a day, but it need not be 2, 3, or 4,000 in a day.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so imagine, like, when you prove to yourself that you can do something that maybe you don't think that you can, because, like you said, food is such like a desirous thing, you know, like we desire chocolate or we desire coffee, we desire the stimulant over here or this comfort food over there. But when you break that cycle and when you prove to yourself that you can break that cycle, there is like something amazing that happens, like to your self-esteem and your self-confidence. When you are accomplishing this feat that most people going into it are kind of hesitant, like, you know, they're like, I'm strong, I can do this, I can do what I set my mind to. But wow, going without food for 7 or 10 or 14 or 21 or even like Shelley just said, 30 days, that's pretty amazing. And most people aren't sure that they can do it. But when you accomplish that, you sure feel good and you sure feel like you go out and conquer the world.
Absolutely. I have had, I mean, the number of inspiring stories is growing, it's mounting. And a crazy thing is, I got on the call and one person said, yeah, I've been on it for 7 days. And then another person said, I've been on it for 14. And then another person said, I've been on it for 21. And then Shelley says, well, I've been on it for 28. And what do you think about going for 40, Dave? I said, absolutely. So Shelley's marching toward 40. He's on his 30th day. And he was losing a little bit of weight that he didn't want to. So I told him, you know, have a slice of an avocado or a bite of watermelon if he needs to once in a while. And, you know, so he may have added an extra 100 calories a day, you know, to his diet. You know, so he's up to 500 or 600 calories. When most people who work out daily like he does and have an active lifestyle like he does are probably consuming 3,000 empty calories to get the amount of nutrients that he's getting in 500, you know, nutrient-dense calories. And I think that's an important, you know, important aspect of the fast.
Absolutely. And so we're so excited about this. We want everyone to give this a shot and to try this, that we have the 7-day fasting pack on special. It was on special the month of January. We've continued that special into the month of February. And when you buy the 7-day fasting pack, which gives you all the products that we recommend, enough for at least a 7-day supply of that at fasting protocols, you save $55 off the retail price. So this is a super bargain. It makes it extremely affordable to do this. And somebody's like, well, it's still kind of expensive. And we're like, come on, you go out to dinner. Like, let's just really think about this. You go out to dinner and you easily drop $30, $40, $50 at a restaurant. So it's like, come on, think about this. You're not buying food for a week. And you're doing all these amazing things for your body, and you're saving $55 off the retail price during this month of February. So this is the time to do it. This is the time to jump on the bandwagon. If you haven't tried it, if you've just been sitting on the fence listening to all the good stuff, try it. Try it. And even if the slight possibility comes up that you are not able to continue fasting, you don't have to beat yourself up about it. Say you go 3 days, or maybe you go 2 days, and you're like, my life is just too stressful right now. I just can't do it. That is no problem, because there's modified fasting. There's just include these products in your life, and you will feel better. You may not reach those spiritual and emotional breakthroughs like someone that's fasting is doing, but the health benefits by incorporating 2 to 3 to 4 power shakes a day into your diet are amazing. That's life-changing just right there. So if you're kind of afraid, or you feel like you just aren't sure about it, you can start out by doing just a couple or three power shakes a day, and then just kind of be aware of the extra calorie consumption that your body wants or what you're desiring. And I guarantee you, because your nutritional needs are being satisfied, you won't want nearly as much food, and so you won't be thinking about food the way you're normally thinking about food. So I just want to tell you guys out there that are thinking, you know, I just am not sure that I have the willpower to do this, that even if you don't commit to a 7-day thing, go ahead and take this, incorporate these products into your life, do it, do the power shake 2 to 3 times a day, and just experience the difference. Take a baby step, and then go in to the 7-day fast after you see what an awesome product the power shake is and how it definitely satisfies all your nutritional needs.
Well, I had a chiropractor call me today, and she said, you know, I started the fast. I went 3 days. She goes, and, you know, I had a lot of patients, and I work hard, you know, physically with each of them. She said, so I decided to step it up to have 5 power shakes a day. Is that okay? And so she stopped the fast, and then she went back on. So she's done 10 total days, I think 3 days, and then she stopped, and then she did 7 more. And she called. She goes, I've been doing 5 power shakes a day. Am I still fasting? I said, absolutely. You know, so... You know, there's no reason that you can't modify the fast to fit your goals. And I just want to tell one quick story, and then we're going to transition into the fasting support group. And everybody, of course, is welcome to stay on. But in gold mining, you know, that if you want to earn money from a gold mine, there's an old saying that, you know, an old rule of thumb that you need to get like 3 ounces per ton of dirt. So you dig up a ton of dirt, 2,000 pounds of dirt, and you get 3 ounces out of that ton. That makes it commercially viable. If you're doing it with your own hands, you get 2 ounces per ton, then it makes it worth your while, right? Any less than that, nobody will touch the dirt. Well, I think that we have to measure food the same way, except for it's the other way. For every ton of food, we should only have to get rid of 3 ounces of waste. You know what I mean? But we eat food the way that, we eat
food. People mine gold.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they don't realize what a burden they put on their body to have to eliminate all that waste. Well, our body has a tipping point, just like the profitability of a gold mine. And so in your body, the ratio of nutrients that you need in comparison to the calories that you consume are a little bit like that dirt and the gold. And so you have to ask yourself, you know, how much dirt are you taking into your body to get the good stuff? And is it really worth it? And the answer is it's not. So the fast is nothing but the good stuff. It's solid gold. And you don't have to worry about any waste product. 100% if we put in is exactly what you need.
Oh, I love that analogy. That is a very cool story. You got to say, record that. We got to put that on the website.
Okay.
But I just wanted to go over super quickly before I sign off and this turns over to the fasting support call, in case someone's listening that's not familiar with the products included in the fast, I just wanted to go over that really quickly.
Perfect.
The core, the basis of the fast is all about Power Shake. Power Shake is an amazing product that was put together. It's got activated barley. It's got rice bran solubles. It's got Hawaiian spirulina. It's got, I think, kamut grass,
barley grass, alfalfa.
Alfalfa grass. It's got carrot juice powder. So this is just an amazing, amazing, amazing product. We also recommend Master Amino Complex for 99% net nitrogen utilization vegetarian protein. Very easy on the kidneys, very assimilable, an amazing patented product called Master Amino Complex. So those are the two core products to use on the fast. We also include in the fasting package the apothecary, which we recommend you take at night, mixed with the aloe vera. You can also use the apothecary and the aloe vera in the saltwater flush protocol, as well as we include the herbal fiber cleanse, which gives you a total body organ and blood cleanse at the same time while you're fasting. And we throw in some organic tropic oil for also for good fats that you can either mix into your power shake shakes or you can just eat a spoonful of it during the fast. So those are the products included on in the 7-day fasting package. You've got power shake, you have apothecary, you have Master Amino Complex, herbal fiber cleanse, aloe vera, and organic extra virgin tropic oil.
That's a lot of stuff. It may sound like it, and people are going, wow, you know. But the truth is that every single one of those products has a very specific purpose, and the protein and the power shake will meet your basic nutritional needs. The herbal fiber cleanse is going to ensure that your body is able to eliminate toxins while you're fasting. While your body is in this latent period where all the energy that would usually be used for digestion and elimination is now used only for elimination because there's no more digestion to spend the energy on. And so all of these herbs will allow your body to enhance the elimination from your organs. Now, the apothecary and the aloe are taken at night because 80% of the repair that our bodies do takes place during deep sleep. Deep sleep is very rare because the hormone melatonin in our body is oftentimes deficient. Tart cherry concentrate provides the melatonin that creates circadian rhythms that give you deep sleep, and more importantly, with a 7,000 ORAC rating, it also has the antioxidant capacity to carry out that repair and that detoxification. So the cherry and the aloe detoxify your body while you're sleeping. The aminos and the power shake nourish the body and detoxify the body while you're awake. The power shake and the herbal fiber cleanse detoxify the body while you're awake. And so it is a day-night combination. Each one of the products has a specific purpose, and the purpose of the tropic oil, very inexpensive product. We add it because, A, it's antiparasitic, antifungal, and antiviral. That's a very good thing to put into your body while your body's detoxifying. And secondly, it also provides this energy factor that oftentimes could be missing, stimulates the thyroid. And so while you're fasting, to stimulate the thyroid is a good way to increase energy. And for those who have underactive thyroids, it's the perfect opportunity to begin to reverse that condition. So I didn't mean to spend too much time, but every single ingredient has a specific purpose to change the function of your body over 7 simple days. How many times, they say a big ship takes a long time to turn, how many times in 7 days could you effectuate such a dramatic change in your body? It's almost impossible. The cost of $150 to effectuate that change in your body is, as Amy said, it's the same as taking your girlfriend out to dinner 3 times. That's it. And that's if you're not even leaving a big tip, you know. So that's a no-brainer.
Exactly. Well, everyone, please check out our website. We have a lot of additional information and testimonials on the website. www.phporder.com. You can see the special to save $55 off the special off the suggested retail price on the website, again at www.phporder.com. So I am going to go ahead with that and say good night, and I want to invite everyone to remain on the line. We're going to have the fasting support call. David Sandoval is going to be hosting the fasting support call, and I definitely would love to have Shelley jump on and give his testimonial. It's amazing. I'm so proud of you. You've gone 30 days. That is just phenomenal. And anyone else who's on the fast right now or just has come off the fast or has a question about going on the fast, that's what these calls and these support calls are all about. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. From me, I'm going to be signing off. And, Dave, would you like me to take the call out of moderator mode?
I believe that I just did because I wanted everybody to have the chance to say goodnight to you.
Okay, awesome. Well, good night, everybody, and I will be back with you soon.
Good night.
Good night, Amy.
Night, Amy.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, well, how is everybody out there tonight? I know we have a lot of fasters in the audience. I hope that you guys will stick around because the fast, the anabolic fast, is truly something that is addictive, and it's sort of like, what is it called, contagious, I think is the word I was looking for. Fasting is contagious when you are around somebody or when you hear. Last week on the call, or I think it was Friday or maybe it was Wednesday, one of the people I was talking to was talking, and I said, you know what, you sound like you're truly a being of light. I mean, like you're just the strength in her voice, the confidence, the surety, the clarity was unbelievable. And I hear it from each of the people as they start to get into the fifth, seventh, tenth day and beyond. And so I just want to say that it's been a magical experience for me as somebody. You got to remember, I used to do solo fast for 20, 30, 40 days regularly all by myself. And right now, I feel like sort of spiritually attached to every single person and every single story. And to have had this type of support when I was doing my fast, it just was unheard of. So this is really, really magical for me. So what I would like to do is I would like to, if you've just started the fast, I want to hear from you. If you've been on it, like if someone says, I'm going to start tomorrow, I want to hear from you. If someone says, I started yesterday or today, I want to hear from you. And then as it's your turn, if you're willing, and I'd like everybody to do this, I'm on my 30, okay, we heard from you. I'm on my 50, we heard from you. I'm on my 7th day, I'm on my 10th, until we get all the way up to Shelley, who's on his 30th day. I think that would be a really cool way for the call to go, but it requires that you guys participate. It requires that you guys want to do that too, because I'm afraid I'm going to say, okay, let's go, and no one's going to say a word. So if you're out there, you're about to start the fast, or you're on day one, or you're thinking about starting the fast, please get this ball rolling and let us hear from you right now. Not everybody at once, though, because that's rude.
David? Hi.
Yes.
This is Mercedes in Boca Raton.
Hello, Mercedes. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, you sound great.
You don't even have to answer that for me.
No, I'm on 72 hours with 6 hours sleep because we're getting a lot of work done around here. So I am feeling great, really am, but maybe a little delirious.
That can happen. That can happen. So I am not currently on the fast, but I think you remember when I first did it, I did the 21 days, which were absolutely amazing. And I did do the fast, let me think now, probably about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, and I maybe did like 2 weeks. I didn't do a very long time like I had wanted to, but I just, I don't know, life got in the way. But I heard you speaking of something that really kind of piqued my interest, which is something that I might actually be able to do going forward, and something I can recommend to my clients who are watching their weight but are afraid to not eat. And I heard you talk about the every other day diet.
And yeah, so that's how Manny, you know, Manny weighed 870 pounds when I got him, and he weighed 615 when I was done with him. So it wasn't quite 300 pounds that I helped him lose, but it was about 260. And we did that in the road tour was about 15 days, so about 5.5 months we did that. And he lost an average of 2 pounds a day.
That's great. So can you elaborate a little bit of how that process works, or is it too involved to talk about it tonight?
No, it's really pretty simple. You do the fast just as I prescribe it on day one.
Right.
On day two, or vice versa, you could start with a solid food day, is what we used to call them.
Okay.
On the solid food days, Manny was a big, big man, so I realized that when I wrote out what I did for him, it just couldn't be done by a normal human being. But it is what worked for him. So the way it is you have all the watermelon that you want, like before noon, and then you could have all the oatmeal you want between noon and 5, and then you could have all of the cabbage soup or vegetarian chili bean stew that you want between 5 and 8. And if you want anything before that or after that, it's a power shake.
Okay.
And so basically on those food days, what Manny would do is he would wake up and he'd eat almost an entire watermelon. And then, you know, by the time he got to oatmeal time, and then he would eat literally 3 to 4 bowls of oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time it came to cabbage soup time, he
mm-hmm.
would have 2 to 3 bowls of cabbage soup. This was at the beginning. By the time we got to month 5, in the morning, he'd have 1 slice of watermelon, and he'd want power shake. And then he'd have a little bowl of oatmeal, and he'd want a power shake. And then he would have a huge bowl of the cabbage soup, which was his favorite. And then he'd go to bed. And he was losing 2 pounds a day because at the beginning, his food insecurity, as soon as the eating day started, he just ate all day out of memory. But the things that he ate were full of things that pulled fat out of his body.
Right.
Watermelon, you know, oatmeal and cabbage.
Right.
So even on the days he ate, he was actually servicing his body by flushing all that fiber through it.
I like it. And it sounds like it's doable.
Oh, it's so doable. And here's the thing. If you don't want to take that many liberties, when I have people up at my retreat and they want to do an extended fast of like a month or something, what we do is, we simply tell them, okay, every day you could have half of an apple, half of an avocado, and a slice of watermelon. You don't have to have them, but they're there for you. If you're craving something crunchy, then you have the apple. If you want something sweet, you have the ripe watermelon. And if
right.
you want something, yeah, and if you want something that's fatty and buttery and creamy and oily, then you have the avocado, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those things, imagine the avocado has the oil that helps you, you know, it's really healthy. The apple has all that fiber and the pectin, which is really healthy. And, of course, the watermelon is one of the most amazing cleansers. If you add pineapple, if it's during the summer, you don't want to eat pineapple out of season because your body can't digest it that well. But if it's warm where you are, and in Florida it is, then you can actually add pineapple to that list because pineapple has an enzyme in it that absorbs 10 to 20 times its weight in fat. And so people think, oh, pineapple has all these calories. I wish people would stop looking only at calories and realize it's the calorie antioxidant ratio, how many good things are in that food. And so, you know, when you look at the pineapple, there's so much good in the pineapple that just because it has natural fruit sugar, which a lot of good foods will, you know, all calories aren't bad. It's the empty calories that are bad.
So, and how does the pineapple compare to the to a grapefruit?
Grapefruit is not really a food. It's a fallacy that grapefruit is good for losing weight. Grapefruit has, grapefruit has a lot of sugar. It breaks down quickly. And so I'm not a, now the part of grapefruit that's really good is the white part. But I did a whole thing on the best part of grapefruit is the white part, the part you don't eat, in between the skin and the fruit. But
yeah,
the fruit itself, the fruit itself is a fallacy that that's a good diet food. In fact, grapefruit accelerates the rate at which your body absorbs everything. So if you're taking any medications, you have to be careful taking grapefruit. But if you're taking a lot of good superfoods, then grapefruit is actually not a bad thing to, you know, to mix with your cherry juice or something like that, because grapefruit increases the rate at which anything is absorbed in your body, whether it be poison, whether it be a drug, or whether it be a healthy nutrient. So just be careful with what you combine grapefruit with, my friends. Don't smoke a cigarette and drink and eat grapefruit, because that's really bad for you.
Uh-huh. Okay, and my last question. I hear a lot about the cabbage soup, and it's not one of your fantastic recipes, so... Do you have a special recipe for that, or do I have to go look it up on the internet?
Well, here's the beautiful thing. All soup starts with what three magic ingredients?
Water.
Carrots, celery, and?
Water. Cabbage.
No. Carrots, celery, and onions, okay?
Okay.
All soup starts with the holy trio, celery, carrots, and onions. That gets the flavor in. You could add a little, you know, a little carrot juice if you want sometimes to add a little more flavor. But I usually start with an entire stalk of celery and an entire big, you know, white or yellow onion and all of the parts of the carrots, like the backs and the tops and all of that that aren't the pretty parts that you're going to put into the soup that you're going to eat.
Right.
And you take all of that and you boil the bejeebers out of it, just like you're steeping herbs, you know, in China, right? And you let all those nutrients get out. You let them get soft, and then you pull those out. And, you know, you those are, in my world, those are discarded. I've pulled all the nutrients out, and what's left is this beautiful, you know, base. Then I put in, you know, some fresh onion, some fresh carrots, and some chopped celery, you know, for taste, and my cabbage, which I quarter. And then I add, if you're, you know, remember that African Americans can't tolerate as much salt as Anglos because their kidneys can't process it. But if you are white and you are detoxing using cabbage, salt actually helps your body pump bad stuff out of your body. So a nice amount of sea salt, some cayenne pepper, obviously, you know, some other spices that you may like.
Okay.
And voila, you have, you know, my cabbage soup. Now, I don't add potatoes to that, you might have noticed, because they're just a little too starchy for this purpose. So does that sound okay to you?
That sounds excellent to me. I almost want to hang up and go buy some veggies.
Now, I would also, by the way, I would put, Manny asked me if he could have a half a cup of long grain wild rice in that, and so I would often put, in the entire, you know, the entire pot, half a cup of long grain wild rice, which just gives it this amazing chewy combination. It's like the meat, it made it, for him, it made it taste like there was corned beef in there, because the long grain wild rice, as you know, has the same chewy texture as meat does. And so it's a wonderful substitute for people who are craving meat, by the way, and they just want that texture of that sticky, gooey, meaty stuff that sticks between your teeth. Long grain wild rice will do that for you.
Do that. Perfect. All right. Mm-hmm. I like it. I am going to try it this weekend.
Now, on the chili bean side, which is my favorite way to have the off day, I use literally as many different types of beans as I can, from the smallest little, you know, whites to then the little bit bigger navies, and then I add pintos. I have limas. I have, of course, did I say kidneys already? And mung, and I have fava, and I just put everything in there, and just a lot of cayenne pepper, you know, a lot of onion and garlic, and you know, and I just make some really nice, you know, and of course tomato as well, and just make a really nice bean stew. And remember the big fava beans and the kidney beans make a wonderful meat substitute. If you've never used, you know, the white kidney beans and the fava beans in recipes that require meat, and you could throw a tiny bit of portobello mushroom in there as well, and no one would, especially if you dice it small, and no one would not know. I make vegetarian chilies that people go, what is this? Is this turkey or beef? And I'm all, yep.
Whatever you like. Yep.
Yeah, whatever you want it to be, you know.
Well, I appreciate you very much sharing your recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And with my feedback on these.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, try the every other day fast. And the beautiful thing is, whatever you eat on day one, you're going to have an entire 48 hours to let that work through your body.
How is that 48 hours? Oh, because it's the day I eat it plus the next day, which is the fast day.
Exactly.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. I understand.
Hi, my name is Richard, and I didn't start the fast yet, but I have a few questions.
Excellent. Well, I hope that I have a few answers. If not, I bet Shelley will, because he's been on it for 30 days now.
You know, before starting the fast, there's nothing that says anything about the medication people are taking and how it will be affected by the fast. That was my first question. Second one is, what experience do you have with individuals with Parkinson's disease during the fast?
Well, obviously for the person with Parkinson's disease, I would love for you to get a hold of my Parkinson's battle plan. And as far as your medications go, I don't know if you've got Parkinson's. I assume that you're on L-DOPA. Is that correct?
Correct.
Uh-huh. And so this will not affect that in any way, shape, or form, but I would not add fava beans to your chili beans too. If you do the modified fast, as you know, fava beans are a really awesome natural source of, you know, of L-fava, but that would interfere with your. So thank you for asking.
You say they would interfere because I had.
They would, yes. So do not put fava beans into your chili bean stew, because fava beans are what I use for people who are not on medication yet to naturally boost, you know, their resistance to getting Parkinson's.
But could I use fava beans alone?
Absolutely. Well, yes, as long as you're monitoring your medication. See, to me, fava beans, I recommend them instead of the medication, but I'm not a doctor, so I cannot do that, you know, legally. I could only ask you to investigate that as a possibility and make a decision for yourself.
Right. Is coffee all right on the diet or not?
Here's the thing. I have this incredible thing that I call tolerance. And what that means is that I want you to make the fast your own. And if you would not otherwise do it without the coffee, then I am not going to deny you the coffee. There's no calories in the coffee. You will not be able to add sugar, and you will not be able to add milk to your coffee. However, be warned that the caffeine may interfere in the energy cycles that the fast is designed to create. And so you're going to have to figure that out for yourself, Sir Coffee Man. Is that fair enough? Because, I mean, at the retreat, I made coffee for people who were on the fast. You see? I got up at 6 in the morning to make sure that big old pot of coffee was ready for those three people who I knew who were on a 21-day fast. And they only wanted one cup of coffee a day. They had to wake up and hold that mug in their hand. They had to smell it and make love to it. They did. And a lot of times I'd find it only half drinking. But if I gave them half a cup, oh, they'd be in revolt. So, again, I'm a moderate. I used to be a radical. I did. And I found that I've changed so many more lives. I've done so much better work in the world as a moderate. Because when I was a radical, it just allowed people to point to me and say, oh, yeah, he's one of those weirdos. Don't listen to him. Now they got no choice but to listen to me. We deliver results. No matter who you are, no matter what you are, we will make you better at, you know, at living a long life free from disease. And that's our goal.
You get in on the fast. Who decides, you know, how long you should be on and what to do after, what to take after the fast?
Well, here's the great thing. You will decide how long to stay on. We had one guy, Tintin, who started, wanted to try a weekend. His weekend turned into 3 days, which turned into seven. After seven, he said, what's the longest anybody's ever done this? And all of a sudden, he did it 63 out of 64 days. He had one latent day after 50 days or so where he was invited to a luau and just said, hey, why say no? Took a couple of bites and said, nah, I can't do this. Where's my power shake? So, you know, we're just going to officially say 63 out of 64 days he was on the fast. And when he came off, he just started, continued having all the things he had on the fast almost. I don't mean everything at the same amounts. But he continued to have aminos and power shake every day. He didn't need the, you know, the herbal fiber cleanse and everything, you know, on and on and on. But he continues to use the power shakes and the aminos, and he eats a much better diet now, more chicken and fish and whole grains instead of pork and fried chicken and white rice. He just made a couple of little changes, and man, this guy's like, he's like a whole new man. I mean, literally is a whole new man. And he lost an entire man. At least he lost somebody, you know, like, you know, he lost as much weight as his wife weighs, you know. So, he did good.
Right, but I'm not on it to lose that much weight. I want to lose about 10, 15 pounds, but that would be ideal for me.
Yeah, then if I were you, I would do like, you know, 14 to 21 days, and you're going to build muscle. This is the coolest part. During this time, you're going to build muscle. And you're like, wow, this is cool, you know. So even though I'm losing fat, I'm gaining muscle. And people report that they gain muscle and the, you know, and once they're on it and their body stabilizes, they stop losing weight if they don't have fat to lose. As long as you have fat to lose, then you will continue to lose weight. As soon as you don't have fat to lose, you'll stop.
Thank you.
Dave, I have a question about the aminos.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted, this might sound kind of weird, but if I wanted to use them as my primary source of protein, because I don't eat meat, I mean, I have chicken or fish, you know, maybe once every 3 weeks. But if I wanted to use those as my primary source of protein, could I take like up to 20 a day, or is that kind of ridiculous to even think that way?
No, here's the amazing part. If you read the clinical studies,
yeah,
like if you're, let's say you're a pure you know, vegetarian, you never, you know, get any meat at all, any dairy at all, any cheese or yogurt
right.
at all, right?
Right.
Vegan, that is what I meant to say. I apologize.
Yep.
Well, if you're a vegan, you literally could survive on 6 Mac a day.
That's all.
And build muscle. Now, if you really want to go for it, like when I was, I'm not going to lie to you, I was taking, you know, like 18 a day,
huh?
You know, for when I was getting ready for, to do a magazine cover and I had to be totally ripped, right?
Yeah.
I was taking like 18 a day and I mean, I was just building muscle like a football player. I mean, it was insane.
And you're thin, right?
So yeah, I mean, you could definitely take 20 a day, but you better use them up, otherwise you're wasting it. You better, you know, be working out like a son of a gun or really exerting yourself mountain climbing or something.
So if I'm just working out, say, you know, like 3 times a week, not like crazy, just, you know, just working out, but not a body.
On those three days, take 12 to 15, and on the other days, take 7 to 8. And you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to like what you see, believe me.
And that would be enough for my protein needs if I don't eat meat and all that?
I'm assuming you're about 170 pounds.
No, I'm a lightweight, about 125 pounds, 30 pounds.
Oh, well, then do what I said and you'll be weighing 150 soon.
Hey,
you know, because it's going to add some muscle to that frame, I guarantee it.
This is Doug up in Erie, by the way. How you doing?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, no, that's the great part, is that... You know, I don't know if you've seen the pictures of, but we've got, you know, like, you know, raw food vegans who use the aminos, and they are in Muscle and Fitness magazine 4-page spreads every year.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, and trust me, man, you punch their stomachs, you hurt your hand. So, yeah, and yeah, I mean, the aminos will definitely add some meat to your bones. You know, my daughter's 5'8", and she, you know, she plays high level volleyball, club volleyball. She eats really good. She's not skinny, but she's not, you know, by any means, you know, fat. She's not even thick. She's just muscular. I mean, and she gobbles the aminos. And that girl is solid muscle, and she eats really good, and she exercises a lot, and she's young, but she weighs like 180 pounds.
Oh.
And she's like, Dad, how is it? I fit into clothes that my friends who weigh 120, you know, I mean, 125, I fit into their clothes.
Yeah.
And I say, sweetie, it's muscle, man. Look at you. Those girls are like flabby, even though they're thin.
Yeah.
I said that you're like solid muscle, and so that's what the aminos do for you. And, you know, I'm really proud that my daughter, I mean, she comes over here and she's like, Dad, I got to have my power shake. I got to have my aminos. I'm out. You know, and so it isn't cool at her age to be drinking green drinks. It isn't cool to be eating, you know, astronaut food. You know what I mean?
Right.
Protein pills. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's absolutely uncool. But she's the... You know, she is absolutely unabashedly proud of the fact that she's on aminos and power shake.
Yeah, that's cool. That's neat.
Yeah, and I am too. I mean, I'm proud that I am because they, you know, they've changed my life.
Sometimes I add a little barley powder to the power shake. Is that okay? Because I noticed the barley is not in it, right?
No, the activated barley is in it. But you're taking a page from Eric Nice, and he's the guy who, you know, who this thing was built around.
Right.
When he started working out and he wanted to, you know, to fast, just when he was doing like 7 or 10 day fast, he said, Dave, all I got to do, throw one heaping tablespoon extra activated barley in my power shakes, doesn't add any calories. He goes, I got twice the energy.
But I mean just the regular barley grass, your regular barley grass.
Oh, the green. Oh, yeah, you could add any green to it, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, any of the grains you could add to it. I regularly throw a scoop of more greens into my power shake when I'm feeling I need a little more oomph.
Okay.
You know, a little more green in there.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Dave.
No worries.
Well, Shelley, why don't you take over moderating, I think, for a little while. I would love to hear from you, and it's been too long.
Well, I don't know about moderating, but I have a great story. I've told it several times, pieces of it. But I know that I remember the date so clearly. It was September 10th, 1968, when four doctors from four different teams of doctors told me that I was going to die within 4 to 6 months, that my body was shutting down, that they didn't understand it. My complaint about my alcohol, my drugs, my food, somehow they just couldn't understand. They were treating me for all my symptoms, not the causes, and I was getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And somehow I found a way through amateurs to learn how to stop all those different diseases. And then I was stuck because I didn't have the sugar in the alcohol and I didn't have the sugar in the drugs. And so I went to the sugar in the food, my body did, and I had to learn because nutritionists couldn't tell me what to do. And I started to learn myself basically the same things you were doing, but not as effectively as you. And I learned over a period of years. I didn't die in 6 months. And now it's 42 years later, and I'm swinging. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, my life is sensational. But I had tried many fasts, and what I didn't like about them, they were always so difficult to do, and I had to have so much preparation, and the endings were always sort of negative. And then I met you, I read your book, and then I met you. And I remember it was a four-hour evening where you spoke, and then we stayed around you for 2.5 hours because I couldn't get enough of what you were talking about. And you were at least 10 to 15 years, if not more, ahead of where I was. And I just adapted your ways of doing things as much as I could. And slowly but surely, for over the last year and a half, I've been using your products, and what the difference is, it's easier, it's better, and I can tell other people, I'm a therapist, I can tell other people how to go and get your things and do well without me having to spend hours and hours and hours begging them what to explain in their health food stores, and of course they didn't get the right items. And so I started the fast. I think I lied to Laura. You know, who's a terrific gal of yours, in Boca. And the reason I lied, I told her I started on Wednesday, the 5th. I actually had started on the 4th. And the reason is I haven't fasted for the last 12 years because it was always so hard to do. And I wanted to try it before I would, witness or tell her I was committing myself to doing it. I tried it for one day and it was absolutely sensational, and now it's 30 days later and it's exactly the same, and everything you say about this fast is coming true, and it's exciting, it's spiritual, everything, my body is moving so well that the gym I go to, they can't believe what's happened to me over the last 3 Saturdays when I go down there, and at first they wanted me to rest because I'm on a fast. And they could not believe, and today I went an extra day, and they're just excited about what I'm doing. And the fellow who runs the gym actually asked me, would I please get the information to him? He'd like a lot of his clients to try this. And that's the way it's going.
Wow. That's fantastic.
And so everything you say and everything you've done, I have no gas, I have no appetite for food, and yet I have, over the year, I have been able, because of the shakes, cut down on a lot of the junk or some other things I was using, not much, but whatever it was, I was able to cut out the pork and the other things, and I don't use coffee anymore because of the fast.
Well,
anyway, it's just working for me, and it's so easy to explain to other people how to go about this. And by the way, the fellow who was on, I think his name is Richard, I'm not sure, who talked earlier, and I know you said there was a battle plans, and I don't think he heard about these battle plans because they're actually terrific if people have any problems and they can follow a battle plan. You have a wonderful one for alcoholism, I know.
Yeah, we're trying to find a way to make the battle plans available to people without being accused of practicing medicine without a license.
Oh, right,
we don't want
right.
to get in any trouble with the FDA.
Oh, okay.
I wrote these battle plans years and years ago when I was on the radio in New York City. People would call and they'd ask for advice, and I could never give them enough advice over the phone on the radio because it would take so long and there was so much detail. So I compiled the top 50 conditions that I believe that people were suffering from, and I went through the most trusted advisors and the most learned books on herbology and natural healing, and I compiled everything that the experts in the field that I trusted were saying. I combined that with what I knew. I sort of filtered it out and boiled it down into like two or three pages of very easy to understand and very, you know, easy to follow instructions. However, I became concerned that that might be misconstrued with me offering
right.
medical advice.
Right.
So what I'm doing right now is I'm looking for a partner who is in fact a medical doctor who would review them
right.
and put them on a website under their own name. And I believe that we have I've got a candidate who seems very willing and a strong candidate to allow me to do that.
By the way, I'm a therapist. One of the things I have never in the 39 years in practice, I have never talked about any particular product and certainly not involved in anyone. And yet yours is the first products, the 60 products you have, I have on my website, and I'm learning how to do a better one than the one I have right now. And I'm looking, my goal is to have 100 people start your fast over a period of time.
Wow.
The goal I have set for myself. Because what I'm doing, what's happening, is that it's helping patients get their head straight and be able to do the therapy in much better ways because they're not sitting there aching and moaning and groaning about physical ailments. I have seen so many people get well or better. Let's say better. Over so many different things. And I myself had some fungus on my nails that I got from working with a lot of birds and stuff. But whatever the reason, it's gone now.
Well, the coconut oil
I'm following your
as an antifungal.
Yes.
And everybody goes, well, why is tropic oil so good as an antifungal? Why is it so good as an antiviral and antibacterial? Well, here's the reason. Coconuts grow in a very tropical environment. That means it rains a lot. That means that there's a lot of water for yeast and mold and bacteria to grow in. And since in tropical areas it can rain for a long time and get warm, and it's warm and moist and warm and moist, and what's the best environment for germs and things to grow in? A warm and moist environment. So coconuts had to have their own natural defense mechanism. And so they actually deprogram viruses and fungus and bacteria in order to defend themselves. And so when we use coconut oil, we tap
right.
into the intelligence of the plant and into the natural immune system of the plant, and we use the natural immunity of the plant to create an immunity of our own.
Right.
And that's why coconut oil is antifungal.
Wonderful. But everything, I've never seen, I don't have any difficulty recommending all of your products. First of all, I've tried them all. And it works for me. And if it works for me, I can certainly recommend to other people. Or that they can call you and or the doctor who is so free with his time, and he gets so involved with individual people, it's all of us. So does
yeah,
people,
Dr. Mike is an amazing man.
And Laura and stuff. It's really amazing.
Is there anybody else who'd like to share a comment with us tonight?
Well, how
David,
about others sharing, which would be good, yeah.
David, this is Carol in Boca Raton.
Oh.
Hello, Carol.
Hi, I'm that voice you heard the other night.
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. So I went in to get my hair done today. And first of all, 3 months. And I kept, you know, I wasn't seeing any grays, right? So that was my reminder that I was kind of missing. And so it's dawning on me that I've got, like, almost no gray coming in where I was getting it before. And the first thing my hairdresser says is, you look great. And I wasn't surprised because I feel great. And
well,
I had a chance.
On the gray hair, I just want to tell you that in the spirulina, okay, you've got iodine, but you also have a natural source of copper, and all hair is a shade of red, and all hair is made of protein. And when you take the master aminos and spirulina at the same time, and remember the spirulina is very rich in protein as well, it carries the iodine, which is red, and the copper, which is red, to your hair. Now, whether your hair appears black or blonde, it is a shade of red. Believe me, this is scientific fact. And when your hair goes gray, it's because there is no more red in it. And so it's amazing how taking aminos and spirulina at the same time make your gray hairs go away. I love it myself.
Yeah, I do too. And I was going to say, I don't know if anyone else is new on the phone. I would like to be able to let them speak up. But I did have trouble the first week, and so I would like to be able to offer any support I could to someone who's having, you know, trouble getting started with FAST. And I hung in there because I am persistent and knew I was headed in a positive direction. So.
Wow. I love you for that, man. That is really cool. And the fact that you pushed on after most people could have said, okay, I did my week, you know, that's the coolest part of all.
Well, I am coming off of the fast this week, but I'm finding that this morning I always start my day with Power Shake and some other things like some activated barley, rice bran solubles, maybe throw in some more greens, something like that. It's a
nice,
wonderful cocktail, and that's the way I start my day. And so I did that today as usual, and then I made up a nice fruit and vegetable smoothie. It was just incredible. And I was getting ready at noon to head out, and I was just craving my shake. I had another shake. So that was terrific. I mean, what I'm saying is that all these things happen for different people at different times. And I,
yes.
I like that you have this attitude of tolerance, because in time we all find out that maybe we only need the half a cup of coffee, or maybe we don't need the coffee at all. But we all need to do some of those things in our own time, and that's the best way.
Oh, thank you for saying it that way. That's such a beautiful way of telling it, because how many times have you heard me on these support calls go, well, I want it to be right for you. You know, I want it to be your fast, because if I tell you how to restrict yourself, then I'm like your ruler. I'm the one that you have to rebel against. But if you tell yourself how you're going to do it, who are you going to rebel against? You?
Right. And then you feel so good when you accomplish it.
Yes, exactly. And I didn't mean that in a negative way. I just mean, you know, if you're resisting someone else, it's one thing. Oh, I don't like the way they told me to do it. But if, you know, I mean, but if you have options, if you're willing to, if you're able to adapt, we all feel better when we're sort of the masters of our own destiny. You know what I mean?
It's all about freedom.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I do appreciate it.
Hello, Dave. This is Carolyn and Doug again in Pennsylvania, and I'm on day 11, and I'm...
Ring a bell for Carolyn.
No, I really am. I'm enjoying the shake. I'm enjoying the creamy vanilla in with it that makes it into a treat, just one scoop.
Mm-hmm.
The days are very easy. It's nice not to be spending a lot of time with meal preparation. And
I know it's cold there, and everybody's going, well, I don't want to fast if it's cold. Why don't I do this in the summertime? I said, no, it'll be all right. So I know Erie, Pennsylvania, that's somewhere down in South Florida, right?
Right. we're having an ice storm right now. It's extremely cold and bitter, and that really hasn't changed the way I'm fasting. I feel great. I have energy. I feel good. It's really a good program, Dave.
Come on, let's go. Fantastic. Well, I really want to talk to somebody who's going through that storm and also through the fast and see how they're holding up. And you sound like you are doing great. And also, you know what? I love the fact that you're on day 10, but I guarantee 11. You, day 11, what I meant to say is that you're past day 10.
Yes.
But when you get to, and you're going to get to 14, right? You're going to go to 14?
Oh, at least, yes. That's my short-term goal.
Now, everybody listen to her right now, because when she's on day 14, I want you to see, right now she sounds strong, but when you hear her on day 14, she's going to be vibrating, like, with light. And I promise you, you'll see, everyone will know exactly what I'm talking about, so... Day 14, we're going to hear from you again. I'm really looking forward to that, by the way. And let's see, that would put us at Friday, am I correct?
Yes.
No, today's already Wednesday.
Matt, that's right, Friday.
Uh-oh, we have to have a special Saturday call for Carolyn. Friday will be good enough. Just in 2 days, I think you'll see that you're going to start paying compounded interest for the effort that you've made.
Great. Hey, question about the radio show. That's next
it
week.
It got delayed because of the storm.
All right.
She's in Missouri, and she's like, yeah, I got buried under 20 inches, so she asked if we could put it back 1 week.
So that will be the week after next?
A week from tomorrow, correct.
A week from tomorrow. All right.
What's the day? The 10th?
Correct. The 10th is the day.
And that's from 9 to 11?
It is, yes.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Depending upon where you are. For me, it's from 6,
oh,
from 6 to 8.
Is that AM?
AM.
That is AM, yes. Thank you for asking, because we're used to doing these PM things.
And will we call in, or how does that work?
Andrea will get you all of the details.
Okay.
She's asked that we give her a little time to prepare, because she had to get all of her staff safe and get her warehouse, boxed in and everything because of the storm. So, yeah, I'm Missouri. I didn't realize Missouri was right in the teeth of it, but apparently she said they are right in the middle of it. So,
that an internet radio show?
I don't know much about... I apologize. I really don't know much about her show. I just know she has a huge audience, because the first time we talked about coconut oil, she sold 80 gallons of coconut oil and about 60 of the small sizes.
Oh wow.
That means she's got to have about probably 50,000 listeners from the way that I estimate, those things. So yeah, she's got probably 50,000+ listeners. However they get to her, they're definitely listening. So
yeah,
we're hoping to get, 100 people on the fast from her listening audience.
A lot of people say that they reach the point where they don't have cravings or desire for other, more enticing foods. And I have to confess, I think about chocolate, I think about these other things, and I'm concerned about handling them in an appropriate way after the fast, simply because I'm not having them now, so part of me wants to have that more. I haven't lost an interest.
Here's what I want you to do. If you have enough, go to 5 power shakes a day, and those cravings will shut down.
Okay.
Because right now you're at 4 power shakes a day, right?
Yes.
Go to 5, and I believe that you'll see you'll see that difference. Now, if you're doing the creamy vanilla with it, am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Then that is, that might be a little bit of a detriment simply because it actually satisfies a little bit of the sweet tooth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's why I want you to go to that fifth power shake and see if that doesn't close the door on the craving.
All right. And eliminate the creamy vanilla?
If the cravings don't go, yeah, and I'm trying to be tolerant, Dave, but I got to tell you the science behind it. There's in Ayurvedic medicine, I learned, as those of you who study Ayurveda know, that anything bitter is the antidote to your desire for anything sweet. So the more bitter things you have, then the less sweet things you crave. And the more sweet things you have, then the less bitter things that you crave. And so by adding the creamy vanilla, you're taking away the bitter of the greens and thus nullifying their impact on your cravings. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. It's very consistent with when I eat chocolate, I simply want more and more.
Sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I don't even like chocolate. But if I'm with somebody who's having it, and they're like, here, try this, 83% cacao, it's healthy, and it has this little hint of mint in it. And after, a bite, I'm like, can I have one more little sliver of that, I mean, but I don't really want it. I don't even really like it. So there must be some obviously we know there is, a slightly addictive quality to it.
Right. And five shakes, that'll still be on the fast?
You'll still be on the fast, but you'll... And again, if you really having trouble with the cravings, you're gonna have to take out the creamy vanilla. But see if five shakes doesn't do it first.
All right.
The creamy vanilla.
Yeah, the creamy vanilla is an awesome way to help people get a lot more good food in their body, but it does nullify that bitter, and that's the reason why it makes it easier for them because it takes away the bitterness.
All right. You may mix it up, maybe. Three shakes with creamy vanilla, two without. We'll see what happens.
Exactly.
All right, thank you.
Hey. You read my mind.
Joe, are you on the phone tonight? Okay.
This is the first time I've been on listening in.
Uh-huh.
And
well, thank you for joining us.
Huh? And, well, this is the first night I received a call. I'm located in Nutley, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I, wasn't aware of what you could have on this or have the fast. I've tried other things, but it hasn't worked for me. I have chronic fatigue.
Okay.
And
I
energy is
very
low, as you know.
Uh-huh. Have you tried our astaxanthin yet, sweetie?
No, I haven't.
Astaxanthin's really inexpensive. I forget, someone could let me know, but I think it's in the $20 range. And it is clinically proven to increase the rate at which your mitochondria utilize adenosine triphosphate, which is a fancy way of saying that that the energy, like the glycogen that your body utilizes in your cells is almost pushed into the cells, and the energy is dragged out of the cell by this astaxanthin. It's a natural plant substance. It comes from a Haemococcus algae that is a tropical algae near Hawaii, and this is good for your eyesight. It's good for your nerve endings. It's good for your energy level. It's good for your skin.
All the
it's called Astaxanthin Advantage. It's one of the least expensive products we have.
What bothers me, the nerve endings have peripheral nerve.
What's that, Sudie? I misunderstood you.
All the things that you just mentioned just now is what is happening to me. The peripheral nerve damage, the eyesight of macular degeneration and the chronic fatigue. So everything that you just mentioned is what I'm suffering with right now.
Well, after Xanthan, I mean, I could put you on an entire program, you know, that would be four or five products, but I really believe if you would just try the astaxanthin, you know, and use the products that are, you know, and if you do a fast, add the astaxanthin to the fast, because it really increases your energy. I mean, it really does, and there's no calories in it at all.
And so how would you start the program of fasting? Would you say that I would be a good candidate right now for fasting?
Oh, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't. I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of the time of the pain that we go through in both fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and these other, you know, nerve disorder things are triggered to digestion and the acids and the different bile. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if spending 7 or 10 days on the fast and taking astaxanthin at the same time might not be almost a renaissance for you.
Well, could you reiterate exactly how you go on the fast? I haven't.
Well, I could, but I would rather that one of the people that are out there that have done it share with you, because, you know, I'm the creator of the fast, so I could make it sound just wonderful. But I want somebody who, you know, who is out there, who did it and maybe was, you know, insecure about starting, because we have all the directions on how to do it. But I think what you're looking for is, what's it like to start the fast? Does somebody want to let her know what those first couple of days were like for you?
Well, Carolyn, how about you doing it? Remember how you needed to start?
Yes, Shelley, thank you.
She didn't even want to start, did you, sweetie? You jumped, you were like, I bought it, but I'm just staring at it.
Well, my husband and I each bought one, and we were saving it for what, I don't know. We thought we would wait till maybe the next week or the next week when things calmed down. And we met Shelley on one of these calls, and we spoke with him then after the call by phone, and he said, what are you waiting for? Just start. And you know, when you think about it, okay, I guess we'll just start then. And it really, we needed that nudge to actually start. But once we did, with the encouragement of Shelley, he was like our phone partner and still is, it was really very easy. But I must say, it was much easier with that phone support several times a day during the first few days, because I don't want to say frightening, but it feels odd to abandon food and go on a fast. But with that encouragement, you know, every few hours, you know, day one was finished, and then day two was finished. And then for me, the hardest day was day three. And with that behind us, you know, we moved ahead. So I guess anyone who has their kit and is waiting for the perfect time, I'd say there isn't one, and just start.
Yeah, I'd be happy to help the gal from Nutley, New Jersey, do the same thing.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. You're the best, dude.
Can I give you my phone number?
Yes.
All right, if you call me, then we'll set up a time to talk, and we'll work out how to go about doing it, all right?
Yes.
What's your name?
Marie.
Marie, okay. And Marie, I'm Shelley Barron, and it's 561.
You're located in New York?
No, I'm located in Boca Raton, Florida.
Boca Raton.
But he's got it, but 561 is a New York area code.
Okay, Marie?
Yes.
So you want to take the number down?
Yes.
It's 561.
Yes.
372-9650. All right?
Okay, so it's
5. And if you call me right after we finish tonight, whenever we finish, then we'll set up a time to talk.
561-372-9650. What did you say, 9650?
That's correct.
9650.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 562. I was going to say, that's my area code. Yeah. Okay.
I'd be happy to give Marie my phone number as well.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
What is your name?
My name's Carol.
Okay. Carol, are you the one that was talking about the hair?
Yes, I was.
Change? Oh, good.
Yeah, I'd love to talk with you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And would you like my cell phone number, or? Why don't we do that?
Both, if you like.
Okay, the cell phone is 414. Excuse me. Yeah, 414.
Excuse me. Just a minute. I had just a little card that I was using here. Not half as...
A little scribble pad.
Not good enough.
A little scribble pad, yeah.
Okay.
I always do that. I start writing in the corner of a piece of paper, and then I run out of room.
That's what happened. Okay.
All right, 414-510-2850.
2850. And your account?
My landline as well, and that's 561-998-8508.
Are you both in Boca Raton?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And your name again?
My name's Marie.
Marie. Mm-hmm.
Lito, N-E-L-I-T-O. And I'm in Nutley, New Jersey.
Okay.
And my number is, well, my landline is 973-667-6781.
Okay, great.
Very good, Marie.
And let's see, we have the other, I didn't get a gentleman, the therapist. Was that a therapist?
That's me, yes.
Yes.
Shelley.
Yeah, that's Shelley.
Okay.
Shelley Barron.
Barron.
B-A-R-O-N, yes.
Got it. 372-9650.
Yeah. I don't act as a therapist in this. I'm doing it as a friend.
Okay. Okay, because I really have tried all different type of things that have not worked out
that's terrific, Marie. You're going to see a big difference.
Marie, do you remember, did you ever listen to the radio when I was on WWOR, WRL, WWRL in New York?
What station would that be,
WOR and WWRL, I think it was 1460 was one of them, and 780 or 790, it was Health Talk Radio. Same stations usually as Gary Null and Dr. Calliope and, you know, and all of those guys.
I don't believe, no, I never.
Okay. Yeah, because that's how I got my start, really, in the United States. I was always actually doing really big things in Europe, but I got my start in the United States when Gary Null used to have me on his show all the time, and I used to try to turn people on to Whole Foods instead of all of his synthetic vitamins, and I created the green stuff, the red stuff, the greens and grains, and so, you know, the best products Gary Null ever had, for sure, but I had to, you know, of course, do my own thing, because I couldn't stand the fact that, you know, I just didn't like his style or his quality of product, so I just decided to, you know, to really focus on doing my own radio show and my own line of products, and that was, of course, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
I was set up for Nature Sunshine.
Uh-huh.
And
they were a very good company.
Well, the thing is that some of it just didn't work for me.
No, and they were a very good company 30 years ago. I think that they've watered down their products quite a bit lately. But about 30 years ago, they were, you know, one of the finest product companies around.
And I have gone through, let's see, what do you call that, the bath, the foot baths, or to to remove all of the...
Yeah, I'm not a big believer in those foot baths, to be honest with you. The reason I'm not a big believer in them is because I was at a trade show, and I asked him if I could pay my money to have the foot bath, and so I paid my money. And they said, but what I want to do is I want to sit here for 30 minutes and watch it without any feet in it and see what happens. And the water got just the same as it looked for the people who had their feet in it. And I said, well, I thought all the stuff in the water was coming out of the feet. How come it's in the water even when there's no feet in it? And I humiliated the guy, and he got mad at me and yelled at me in I think it was Greek or something, I don't know, and chased me out of the room.
You know, I wondered about that. I sincerely wondered about that at the time, that, it seemed like it was so instant, you know, when you had your feet in there. All of a sudden,
exactly.
It was like instant. And so I couldn't fathom that would be coming out of, so soon, out of my body, out of my feet.
Mm-hmm. And so I just, I've been fooled by some of those things before, and I wasn't going to be fooled again. So I just had to check it out for myself.
The thing is that all that you mentioned before, and I have had all of the different symptoms coming off the chronic fatigue, and mainly no energy. Not,
uh-huh.
I mean, in other words, some days I would be very, very good and want to do everything, and then other days, couldn't look at a cup and say, oh, I can't pick that up right now.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, sweetie, I definitely feel for you. I know, I know that it is a real and serious problem. And, every person is different. But what I would like you to do is to be patient while I find a way to get you my chronic fatigue battle plan. Through a third party, and then we'll start with the astaxanthin though, and the fast, and see if that doesn't take you a big, big step, because many of the products in the fast and the astaxanthin has been discovered and studied since I even did my chronic fatigue battle plan, and that's why I've been using it and have used it with people with chronic fatigue with really some very
I've had the chronic fatigue, with the blood test. Sometimes it was in a convalescent stage, but now it has really become very tough right now. And I think it naturally it would be my husband and I went to grade school together, we went to our proms together, and all through life, and all of a sudden he passed away. And he was always very healthy and strong, and when he retired, he did a lot of health programs, massage therapy with a chiropractor. And actually, that's what did it for me. That's why I couldn't really understand, how
well, sweetie,
I...
Here's what else you need, though. You need to go and you need to get you some Bach flower remedies. Rescue Remedy number 16 to start with. Just go and get you some Rescue Remedy 16. You take it while you're doing the fast, okay? And I promise you, you're going to see some dramatic changes in your life. And remember, the emotional and spiritual releasing that has come from so many people who are on the fast, this fast is calling to you. It knows your name. It's looking for you, and, you can't deny it. So I want you to get some astaxanthin. I want you to get some, rescue remedy. And I want you to do this fast, and I want you to be on our support calls, and I want to hear from you.
Okay. Now, you know, how do I get started with it? You know.
Well,
you know, I apologize, but I've got my daughter getting off the volleyball practice, and she's waiting like right now for me. So, because it's 7:30 here for me, and but I'm gonna turn this call over to you know, to you all, and allow you to continue for as long as you like on this line. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate each of you, and how much I enjoy these calls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night, y'all.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie, I'll be right there.
Laura, can we do something for her?
Okay.
Laura?
Marie, I'd be happy to speak with you about how to get started.
Yes.
Okay, do you have the protocol for the FAST, the paperwork?
No, I don't.
Okay, you have the FAST pack, though?
No, I don't.
No, she doesn't, Carol. She doesn't have it.
Well, I'll be happy to help you get that.
Okay.
Okay?
I see. So that's what you're doing now?
Hello? Don't worry, I'll be happy to help you get started.
Okay.
And I should do what, Marie? Carol, what are you doing now?
I'm talking to Marie on the phone here, on the conference.
Yeah, I am too, and you jumped in.
Other people are on the call as well, so.
Right, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you get started? The thing is...
Well, we need to get you the pack, and it'll come with the directions, with some information.
Okay.
I'd like to talk to you about a couple other things that you might like, the astaxanthin, a couple of things you might like to have to go with it.
Will the will any of this, like I have irritable bowel syndrome?
No, this is actually going to be very good for you. It's not going to cause any problems. It's going to be part of a real nice solution for you.
Okay.
So we should talk separately. So
yeah,
when we hang
I
up
think you should talk
call,
separately. Yes.
Talk separately, and we can I can answer more specific questions for you. Any other question you have right now, Marie?
Well, yes, I have a question as far as does it interfere with, I mean, like, do you stop, my question is do you stop all of your other food that you're taking? Like,
only for the time of the fast, Marie.
Huh?
Yes, when you're on
the
fast.
For the time of the fast.
You'll have a protocol.
That would be explained to you in detail.
The protocol will have you having about three or four shakes.
If you want right now, why don't you get off the phone now, and I'll call you, and we'll talk on the phone, and Carol can talk on the phone also with you.
Okay.
Okay? So why don't you get off, and I'll call you right now, all right?
All right.
Okay, Marie. I'll get off the phone here also.
Okay.
I know.
Carol?
Yes. Marie, are you still there?
This is Carolyn. I just want to say I'm really, you know, pleased and impressed with what you've done and really, really glad for you.
Thank you.
How many days were you on the fast?
I was on, this is 17 for me.
17. And you're winding down now?
Yes.
Okay. What made you decide to do that? Just time to move on or?
Yes, exactly. Time to move on.
Are you having any concerns about transitioning back to a regular diet or any diet?
No, I'm just taking it real easy. And, you know, after you've been on this,
alkaline food.
After you've been on this, you're going to, you're very comfortable with it, so it is a transition. It's not something that you really can rush into.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I wish you the best.
Thank you. Is anyone else on the call?
No.
I'm listening.
Pardon?
I'm listening to the conversation.
Okay. Are you on the fast?
Yes.
And how was your experience?
I haven't lost any weight yet.
How long have you been on? How long have you been on?
Now I've been once for 3 months, and now I just got a new order in. I'm starting with a new thing tomorrow.
You've been on the fast for 3 months?
Yeah, before. Last year I tried it for 3 months, and now I started again and tried again. But
okay.
I haven't been successful yet.
Are you trying to lose weight, or are you on the fast to have a cleanse and to detox?
No, I'm trying to lose weight.
Okay. Well, my focus in being on the fast was for the detox.
And in between, I follow a strict alkaline diet. I'm eating very healthy, very good.
Well, folks, Doug and I are going to sign off.
Yeah, I think I am too. It's getting late. There'll be another call, Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern.
All right. Well, look forward to talking with folks then. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.